latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. First up, and Pep Guardiola says that City can take lessons from the frantic finish to their Carabao Cup semi-final against Bristol City as they prepare for their Champions League return. The Premier League leaders progressed to the final 5-3 on aggregate after a 3-2 second leg win at Ashton Gate. They looked to be cruising to victory, but Bristol City fought back from 2-0 down to level 2-2 before Kevin De Bruyne's 96th minute goal settled it. Guardiola believes there are lessons to be learned, admitting, "We lost control. We played amazing in the first half and in the second until we led 2-0. But after we lost control, maybe it will be good for us for the Champions League against Basel to learn that you have to play for 90 minutes and anything can happen." Moving up, and City are weighing up approaches for Aymeric Laporte of Athletic Bilbao and Shakhtar Donetsk midfielder Fred as Guardiola seeks to strengthen his squad before the end of the January window. Having seen primary target Alexis Sanchez join Manchester United on Monday, Guardiola is determined to bring in new faces before the end of the month and has decided to make a renewed bid for Bilbao defender Laporte. City have also opened negotiations with Shakhtar over a move for Fred, with the Ukrainian champions indicating they would be willing to sell the 24-year-old for €40 million. Finally, Raheem Sterling is expected to become the latest player to be handed a new deal to cement his future with the runaway Premier League leaders. The Blues have tied down Kevin De Bruyne, David Silva, Nicolas Otamendi and Fernandinho with contract extensions in recent weeks, and England forward Sterling is next on their list. Talks have yet to begin with Sterling's representatives, but the club have signalled their intention to tie down the 23-year-old to a new long-term deal. Sterling has two full seasons left on his current £180,000 a week deal, signed when he made his controversial £49 million switch from Liverpool to City back in 2015, and the Etihad hierarchy are now keen to offer him fresh terms.